BTC Pay server was handing out the credential that controls a Lightning node to anyone who asked for it. No password, no session, no two-factor authentication. Version 2.4.2 landed on the 7th of August, and the release notes open with a line that leaves no room for interpretation. A critical vulnerability that is being actively exploited.
And the advisory published that evening is equally direct. Their words, "We have confirmed that attackers exploited this vulnerability. Users were affected and funds were stolen." An unauthenticated remote request could retrieve the .macaroon files for a connected LND node. That was the whole attack. No escalation chain.
Explain the macaroon for anyone who hasn't met one.
It's LND's authentication credential. The admin macaroon isn't a password to a dashboard. It's the key to the node's application programming interface, and that interface is the node. Open channels, close channels, send payments, drain the balance. No second factor behind it. No confirmation step.
Scope matters here. On-chain payments only, this is a routine update. But if you ever connected it to a Lightning node, it isn't. And the fix is two updates, not one. BTC Pay to 2.4.2 and LND to 0.21.1.
Deleting a macaroon file doesn't revoke the macaroon.
That's right.
It's signed by a root key held by the node. So any copy an attacker already took stays valid until that key rotates. Patch BTC Pay, skip LND, and yesterday's stolen credential still works tomorrow. If you can't patch now, the project says take the server offline.
Found responsibly, by the way, by Craig Raw of Sparrow Wallet, with the Bitcoin Red Team analysing the exploit. The same release also fixes a separate two-factor bypass.
Two authentication failures in one release. A custodial processor patches this centrally, and nobody notices. Self-hosted, the fix arrives when the operator reads the advisory, which, for a small merchant, might be Monday.